In October, the National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration, or NOAA, said 2015 may be the hottest year on record. Although extreme heat can be dangerous for everyone, it also creates another form of social inequality. For the Arizona Science Desk, Amanda Soliday takes a closer look at how low-income residents in the desert Southwest struggle to find heat relief.
It's been pretty warm out there, so we come inside across those missions to be cooled off.
Injury and illness led Victor to Crossroads Mission, a group of tidy, mismatched buildings that serves as a homeless shelter in Yuma. He couldn't return to work in the lettuce fields or packing produce. And now his family has been homeless off and on for the past couple of years.
I couldn't be in the heat and I would get really exhausted. And what we do is just go to the park and stuff.
The August day I spoke with him at the shelter, it was 109 degrees outside. The air conditioner was working hard. He said during a short hospital stay, a worker suggested he try one of the 6 cooling sites available through the Yuma Heat Relief Project. These organizations, including Crossroads Mission, provide water and an air-conditioned space during the hottest parts of the year.
Here in the desert cities, it's a problem of chronic heat. So from May through September, we have very high temperatures that are dangerous almost every day for people who would be exposed to the outdoors.
Sharon Harlan is a sociology professor at Arizona State University. She says the problem of chronic heat stress is somewhat overlooked. More than 2,000 people in Arizona each year visit the emergency room for heat illness. Many more people report feeling health effects from heat based on surveys Harlan and others have conducted. Arizona also leads the nation in heat deaths during the summertime almost every year, not just the very young or very old are at risk. Many working-age individuals, like Victor, succumb to heat illness. In fact, heat deaths in Arizona spike for people between the ages of 20 and 55.
So what we need to create from a public health standpoint is a different mental model about how people should think about the dangers of heat.
For a decade, Harlan has looked at the cause and effect of high summer temperatures on low-income areas in Phoenix. Heat illness hits poor neighborhoods the hardest, says Harlan, adding that low-quality housing and lack of effective indoor cooling contribute to the problem. Even the outdoor environment tends to be hotter in these areas, with more concrete and less shade. Harlan says efforts to address problems with heat will need to address inequality.
Many of the programs that need to be in place have to do with reducing poverty, improving housing quality, regulating the rules for access to electricity and power so that electricity can't be turned off for non-payment in these periods of high temperatures.
Come on, gentlemen!
It's been so hot this summer, and it's been hard on everybody.
Back in Yuma at Crossroads Mission, Public Relations Director Barbara Rochester says with up to 100 people at the shelter during hot days, demand is high. She'd like to see more cooling centers. For Victor, he's trying to make the best of his situation at the shelter. He even thinks the heat provides a certain sense of camaraderie.
Everybody starts discussing the stories out there and having a good time. You know, even if they're depressed and stuff, it gets them happy.
And as temperatures begin to cool this fall, his goal is to get back to work. In Yuma, I'm Amanda Soliday.